Well, welcome to the Pastor Thoughts and Prayers today. And my thought is going out to the people that's been affected by Hurricane Ian. But you know, my thoughts are always still with people in the Gulf Coast here that was affected by Hurricane Michael. And that was not too long ago. We, at our area, were really affected by it. Not so much in Jefferson County where we live, but we had some side effects from it and everything. But the devastation is just incredible. Now, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing or a blessing, but I do know that not like years ago where these hurricanes, you go down to South Florida to the Keys and they find ships that was sunk by a hurricane, all that. And you know, I think about maybe those ships were just sailing around and doing things that they enjoyed to do because they didn't know what was going on around them, and the wind started to blow. Well, it's just the wind blowing, and that's good because we had sails on our ship, so we needed the wind in order to move around. So they didn't know what was coming, and the next thing, wow, the wind continued, then the rain and the different things, and a hurricane came through, devastated them, and most of the ships sunk. And then there wasn't that many people population wise at that time, and you know, didn't think much about it, you know, but they had to do the same thing that we do. When it's all over, we get up and we try to do what we can to put it back together and help the people that survived. So I've been thinking, as even with modern technology, we got 3-4 days to prepare, and sometimes we don't prepare, or sometimes we think, well, it's going to move, or I'll just ride it out. Not such a good idea. When I lived in Melbourne, Florida, one of the hurricanes that came through there many years ago, we lived on an island, and I was going to ride it out. But some of my friends over in the Melbourne mainland said, no, you need to get off of that barrier island. And I'm so glad that we did. And then we were able to come back and see the devastation on the island, or the barrier island that we lived in. It's called Merritt Island. It's a big, long, skinny island. And so what did we do? We got to pray. We got people to help. And we put it back together. And there I lived in that home on Indian Harbor Beach till the time I came up here to North Florida. And so it's, I don't know, life goes on. I'm just thinking, but I'm really thinking about the people in South Florida. Beautiful place down that way, Naples, Sarasota, Fort Myers, Cativa Island, the Marco Island, and all of that. And I remember what happened to Mexico Beach. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, as I started to say earlier, that we have modern technology, television, and reporters, and all of that stuff, and that we're able to watch live and in color a hurricane. I don't know if that's good or bad, but it sure makes you understand a little bit better what's happening. Even in our day and time, we watch wars live and in color, setting back from a place of safety from where we are, and people are being devastated. Now, I don't know. I just don't know, and I understand I don't know, because I say I don't know because I don't know. But one thing I do know, if we have the blessed hope of Jesus Christ in our life, no matter what happens in this world, he's going to take care of us. Now, it might not be rebuilding a building or giving us money or doing things like that, but if we do happen to go home to be with the Lord, what a blessing. But if we don't, he'll give us the wisdom, the grace, and the resources to rebuild. We do the same thing with our own personal lives. I'm sure all of you, like myself, has been through all kinds of tragedies personally and business-wise and everything else in our life. And we have the blessings of hindsight or 2020 as we look back and say, well, I think I would have done a little different, I'd have done that. But we take the responsibility of what happened in our life and try to love one another and to support one another. Our gospel lesson today is coming out of Luke chapter 17, where Jesus was talking about the mustard seed and that kind of thing, and about the faith. You know, the disciples struggled with the same thing that we struggle with. But Jesus was teaching them, because he was telling them, guys, and they didn't understand it. We got history on our side. I'm not always going to be with you guys, you know, so I'm trying to train you, I'm trying to give you some stuff so you can continue on with the mission and the ministry. Well, we as Christians are called to do that, is to share our faith and to share the hope and the joy that we have in Christ. And then sometimes we got to do it by our actions. I love Samaritan's Purse. I know they'll be one of the first people down there. I love our denomination for that reason, that they'll be down there. The people that help do things, the ministries, the firefighters, the medical people, and just mind-boggling. People don't run away from problems, we run to problems. So we go down there and we help and we do the best that we can to help the people, because who knows, we might need it too. We've been blessed here in the Tallahassee area for quite a few years. We haven't had anything major. It's been around us, we get the effects of it, but you know, it could be our time that those people will come and help us. But Jesus was talking about faith. Now, because we got to have faith. I like what John Riley said when he was here a couple of weeks ago, and I use this analogy sometimes, that it is by faith that we put our head down on that pillow, and it is by faith that we trust God to wake us up. John said, we die every night. And then the resurrection, you know, we go to sleep by faith, and then God raises us from that sleep and allows us to go back into this day. Well, I'm just rambling, but pray for the people that's been affected by Hurricane Ian, and pray for the people around the world, like even over in the war-torn areas of Ukraine, and just... We have the blessings of satellites and televisions, and, you know, we can watch these things. We can understand. We know what's going on all around the world. I think that's a blessing in some ways, and in some ways I don't know. But if you hang on to the blessed hope and to do what you can do for the people that you love and the people that are around you to help one another. I like what it says in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one, because when one falls down, the other one's there to help you and pick you up. And that's what we're called to do as Christians, to help those who have stumbled and fallen down. I found a little thing, it came from a book, The Faith of the Mustard Seed. And I just want to share it with you as maybe a way of encouragement, because I'm rambling here today, and I hope and pray that... you just understand my heart that when I don't know what to do, a lot of times I don't know what to do, I take it by faith and pray that the Lord will give the people the wisdom, the grace around us to do what needs to be done. This is what it said. The size of faith doesn't matter, because God is the one doing the moving. If it is my faith that moved the mountain, Jesus talking about moving the mountain there in John or Luke 17, then the bigger mountain, the more faith that it would need to move it. The bigger the obstacle, the more strength I need to climb it. The more serious the illness of faith, even greater would be required to overcome it. The more serious the sin, the more faith I would need in order to have it forgiven. That kind of thinking makes sense, but that's not how faith works. In fact, faith doesn't do the work at all. We thank God for that. because God is the one doing the work through faith. Think of faith as the key that opens the door to God acting in our life. If we have a bigger key ring, He has a bigger key ring than we do. Does it matter? Well, yeah, I think the size of the key ring doesn't matter, but the keys on the key ring that opens doors is important. But it's that little key on the ring that opens the door. We call it faith. Even a little faith opens the door for God to move mountains and trees or even our hearts. Well, we don't understand a lot of things that goes on and why God gave us the free will, and I'm grateful that He did, but sometimes we think, God, why can't you control all this? But He gave us free will. He put us in this world, and He gave us the free will to love Him or not to love Him. And that's why our faith with God through Jesus Christ teaches us that He'll never push Himself upon us. He wants us to love Him because we want to love Him. I never make the deal. And I always like, well, let's make a deal with God. Well, He don't work that way. He gives us gifts and graces and understanding. But we have that free will. But the greatest thing is that no matter what happens, if we trust in Him, and He comes for us first, and we don't experience physical death, that would be great. But all of us are going to experience physical death at one time or another. The Bible says, first comes death, and then the judgment. So we have to be responsible in this world and keep on keeping on. Help one another, pray for one another, support one another. Yeah, we can't always go down there and do work and everything, but we can support and give our monetary gifts to those ones that are down there helping people like they did here when Michael came through. I just think of how wonderful it was when we were able to minister from the people down there in Mexico Beach and went through that stuff with the gifts and the offerings of you all. And we connected with a ministry that was able to get it to the people. Anyhow, here I go, rambling on. But we want to pray for the people that's been affected by Hurricane Ian and other tragedies around the world. And we can do that because when the disciples asked Jesus how to pray, He gave them a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we pray the prayer Jesus taught together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Well, I hope and pray maybe you got something out of my ramblings today, but thank you, Jesus. Amen.